All right, we're recording.
We rolling.
Sir, you are live.
Oh my God, we're live.
Can you believe it, man? How long has it been? 2019, I think, the last time we did our last podcast. Not knowing that would have been our last podcast.
I know, right?
What's up, guys? It's Frank coming at you with What Guys Think Podcast, the podcast where your favorite podcast abandons you and then doesn't tell you when they'll be back, but...
Yeah.
Guess what, bitches?
Well, guess what? COVID didn't say when they were coming, so.
COVID didn't introduce itself when it said it was going to knock through the door, so I guess we didn't have that coming. But what's going on, guys? I miss you. I miss you all. I just want to say thank you. If you're listening to us right now.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a minute.
It's been quite a while.
It's been a minute since we've been back on here. And a bunch of you have been reaching out saying, where are you guys?
Yeah, where are you guys?
Where's the fun? Where's the podcast
coming? When's the next episode?
Exactly.
And I was like, yeah, good luck.
And I was like, you know, a lot of adulting going on, a lot of things coming up, but you're back, so.
Yeah, we are back.
And it's good to know that Gary's here as well, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just. Gary!
Gary, come on in.
Yeah, come on.
Gary, you have to come over here.
Gary, put pants on. I know it's a podcast. We need pants.
All right.
What's going on, Gary?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Gary, I miss you, man.
It's been a while that when they took me off Snapchat because of the old Raby vibes, I don't know what they thought. I don't know what they were thinking.
I haven't seen you on the Snap.
It makes it really hard. I've been dancing in my room. I have a whole new skit. It's crazy.
What do you think's your favorite song to dance to back on Snapchat?
Let me think.
Was it that Spanish tune?
What was his name again?
Enrique?
Enrique? I don't know.
I miss Gary.
I dance to everything. I miss him too.
Gary's a.
All right. See you later, Gary.
All right, Gary. Bye, Gary. We'll talk to you later, Gary.
All right. Dippity doodle. See you later.
All right, Gary. All right. Let's roll in the intro. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Go on, sit back, relax. Go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's What Guys Think.
Gary's cool, man. I don't think he's paying rent, but he's cool.
He ain't doing shit for me.
You know what it is like. He's been using all the dishes.
He's been doing the dishes.
But it's been a minute since we've been gone.
Has been.
And a lot. There's a lot that you've missed.
Frank, I don't even know what day it is anymore.
I don't think
the days warp into one giant mess.
I was thinking about it. It was so funny because I was in the car and I was like, "We have to do a podcast. We have to come back. We have to record. I have the equipment." Because last time we did this was on a phone. We were doing this on phones.
Yep.
And we planned on coming back multiple times. It was.
Frank, tell the audience how long we've had these mics.
We probably I couldn't tell you. It was during COVID. Probably had to be. Well, let's just say I blew the dust off of them. That's how long we've had them.
He wiped off the dust.
I had to wipe off the dust, blow off like everything that was in the case. But listen, hey, look, they're fresh out the box. I had to change the battery.
It looks
though.
Pretty good.
It looks nice.
The setup is nice.
It's minimal, but we got two mics. We got a nice recorder. Yeah, we can hear each other.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. But I told Billy today, I was in the car coming back. I was doing a photo shoot, but I was like, listen, man. I called him up. I was like, I can't wait. I used like the, you know, in-car phone dial thing. And I was like, Billy, I said, we're doing a podcast. Like he was going to be like, no.
Hey, never. I could have just turned around on your ass and like, I quit.
Yeah.
It's all you. Good luck.
He's like, you
know, smack him with the white glove.
Yeah, he was like, what podcast? He's like, I threw out all the equipment like last week.
Imagine, burned it. I didn't tell you.
He's like, I knew you were going to say that's why I trashed everything.
Yeah, right? That's why I destroyed your gear.
That's why it's gone. No, but I told him, and he was like, yeah. He was like, no hesitation. He's like, oh, yeah.
Why not? Let's get on here. Let's turn this bitch on.
But yeah, it's been some time, but I'm glad we're talking on the mics.
Yeah.
Good to have a nice conversation with each other. And I just realized that we're probably going to hear the air conditioning.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
It's right. Our voices will be louder than that. But what's been going on, man? How you been? Same old stuff?
Same old stuff.
You know, quarantine life is just, I'm over it, man.
I'm done. It's like the Twilight Zone, and I feel like everyone's in the same boat. Like you don't believe it. I work from home.
Yeah.
I know you do your drone shoots and stuff. You get out once in a while, but for me, I'm like a dog. Like anytime someone comes home, I'm like, "What happened? How's the outdoors?" It's
exactly.
Crazy. It's a whole new world. Sometimes I'll go to when I go to ShopRite, I want to talk to people. Like I'll ask the people who work there where stuff is, and I'll know where it is.
Yeah,
I just want to have that conversation because like you just want that human contact. I need something.
I need
you know
something. I just want to hug strangers.
You want to hug strangers?
I hugged a guy in the parking lot the other day. I said, "Sir, just come here." He said, "What the hell?" I said, just bring it in. I said, I need this right now. He said, all right, man.
Dude, you'll do anything.
He was a nice guy, you know. Oh my God. We hung out later. We got pancakes. Yeah, but yeah, I totally feel that. You know, I get to get out a little more than you since I do, you know, photography and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, shooting buildings is getting old. I mean, it's great. And, yeah, you know, it's great because they don't move. But at the same time, they don't blink.
I know.
That's what's good about buildings.
Exactly.
But it's so funny when I come home because it's like, you know, you're strapped to the computer and then I'm in the car. And it's like, you're like Patrick from SpongeBob when he's like, what do you do while I'm gone? It's like, wait for you to get back.
Yep.
The highlights of our day is like what we're going to have for
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's basically it.
Oh, my God. Literally.
But it's been a minute. Like, BLT. I keep saying it's been a minute.
It says BLTs.
Yeah, BLTs.
Breakfast, lunch, and titties.
Billy wants a BLT. He's craving it. We actually are recording from our new apartment that we have gotten from in December. And I'm so pumped to be here, and it's really cool. I luckily got the bigger room. Sadly,
yeah, but guess who's paying more?
I'm me. You know, you know, I've been in a small room like my whole life, so I don't
mind. You deserve it.
It's pretty cool. I was doing suicides in it the other day.
And he's out of breath. He comes over my desk. He's like, Billy, I can't breathe. I'm like, what the fuck's happening? Are you having like something going on? Should I bring it to the hospital? That's what the first thing I thought. And he's like, no, I was doing suicides in my room. I was like, what the fuck?
They were the worst suicides ever. They're like,
I bet they were half-assed and shit. Like, like where Patrick was like losing steam.
Yeah, oh, you know when they were going through the perfume department?
Yes.
That was me.
That was
Except
you.
Except there was no perfume. It's not even the size of half court, and I was choking. It just goes to show you how long we haven't been. When's the last time you've been in the gym, Bill?
Oh my God, I'm dying to go to the gym. I just feel like it'll just be so awkward with that mask on. But you know, you have to do it. I feel like I'm gonna suffocate. Though.
I feel like
you
I
ever
need,
feel like that. You're gonna suffocate.
Like if you ever walk up the stairs with a mask on, you get up there, you take them off. You're like, yeah. I feel like you're suffocating.
But did you see what they're coming out with now? Like a full face shield thing.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. It's all over like, Snapchat. If you haven't like seen it yet, they're already promoting it. I feel like a Halo character, like the face shield. I was like, what's going on with that?
I think it comes with batteries. I don't know.
It does come with batteries. It makes noises.
It would have to be to the point where it doesn't feel like I'm wearing. Well, it could. I could feel like I'm wearing a mask, but yeah. If I'm breathing and it just feels.
I'm telling you, they're just preparing us for the future. They're gonna come out with like full, like robotic, cybernetic, like the what's that called? Like a video game that's out now.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's full outfits. Everyone's gonna have cybernetic, fucking enhanced arms and shit. It'll be nuts.
Exactly, and then who knows what's gonna go from there? But
who knows?
With the vaccine coming out, you know, we got the Moderna, we got the, but the Pfizer, you got the, was it? That they make the
Spumoni Gardens.
The diaper people, but Johnson & Johnson.
Ah, Johnson & Johnson, yes.
I mean, we got three shots lined up. Hopefully, you know, we can get something soon.
Yeah, let me take those real quick.
Oh, yeah. Billy went in to get his vaccine because someone told him, like, yeah, did you get the free shot?
Three shots.
And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I can go for a shot.
Oh, my God.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Absolutely intense.
They said, sir, please. They said, that's not what we're talking about.
You see me take those three shots?
Nuts. Billy's like, three shots. I'll take them right now.
Three shots.
Pour them in front of me and I'll take them. I heard, yeah.
Hands down.
I bet if the vaccine was a jewel, it would be half the country would probably be populated with the vaccine.
Do people jewel anymore?
Mm. That's a good question.
I mean, I can't tell because like I don't see any people outside. They're all jeweling in their houses.
No one can jewel the mask on anyway. Jesus, so I guess you wouldn't see it.
The hide in corners.
Yeah. So I haven't really seen a jewel in a while. I was actually talking, I don't know, I think I was with Michelle, and we were driving, and I passed by our school, and there was like a little gas station, and what they used to do was buy jewels with like the currency of the school money.
Okay.
So like you would use it to buy books, you would use it to buy food,
I got
and
you.
They were buying jewels, and the parents were finding out, and they were getting pissed.
Really?
Because they were using like all of it just for like jewels and pods, but I think that ended real quick. I don't know if they're still able to do that.
I don't think they are.
But yeah.
I mean, how would I know? I don't go anywhere.
Exactly. Let's go back a little bit because I mentioned my girl. I think it was about this time last year during the quarantine. I thought it was a good idea to go on Tinder because great place to meet people.
Yeah, that's the only place you can meet people. Like literally, where are you going to meet people anymore?
Exactly nowhere. Especially
I'm going to it with the sewers, the clown.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a girlfriend?
Can you imagine someone walking up to you with some balloons?
Hey, that's how. I mean,
did you try that?
Yeah, I tried it.
Did it work?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I guess that's.
That's how I met my girl. It the clown found it. You know, she hates clowns, you know that.
Does she?
Terrible. Terrible flavor crowd. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Terrified of clowns.
Terrified.
It's a big fear in a lot of people. I mean, clowns, I think a clown would be scary anywhere.
Think about it. You're in the stall, right?
Yeah.
You're in the public, right?
Right.
And you see clown shoes coming in with the squeaky nose.
You would just think it's my shoes, my big ass feet. Clown shoes.
Just full on clown boat shoes just coming in.
God.
And then he's like, hello.
Wait, outside of our apartment, our neighbors always keep their Crocs on like the steps, like up to the doorway. I really want to get a pair of clown shoes and just put them out there as a joke,
A gag. What about those clown shoes?
Craig got me.
Craig got you. Put them out there.
Go
get them.
They're in mom's garage.
All right, we'll go to the parents' house.
That'd be so funny. Just for them to see. I would need like a camera to watch because I need the reaction.
100%.
But yeah, so during quarantine, during the months where people were dying, literally, I thought it was a good idea to meet up with someone. I met this girl and she's awesome, and we met over online. And we FaceTimed for like 2 weeks, and we were just talking and having a good time. We really clicked, and it was kind of like an interview session. We're like
true first world problem.
It was
and a solution to it.
We had like an interview where it was like, are you like this?
Yes.
And like, if this was to happen, would you be like this? It was like interrogation. It was pretty much an interrogation with no lamp and over the phone. And we kind of just clicked and kind of knew what we wanted from the start. So we're like, mm-hmm. before we even hang out. Because we're going to risk our lives to hang out. But we did have like a social distance hangout. And this was like back when Dad was still Lysoling the pizza boxes and stuff.
Oh my God, I remember.
Because I remember when she came over.
Every package you got, no matter what it was in.
We had the food shopping. It's so bad how we don't even do it anymore. I mean.
I know, right? Amazon comes like.
open
the box right away. Don't even care anymore. Don't hesitate.
Then I put my hands in my mouth for some cheese.
Yeah, noodles. Right? Pick out the sandwich you just ate 2 seconds ago.
So then we meet up and, you know, we're having like a social distance hangout in the yard. And I remember I was actually nervous because Dad got us pizza and then gave us the box without cleaning it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to infect this girl and she's going to kill her family. I was like, imagine meeting this girl for the first time and I kill her whole family.
Oh my God.
With the COVID.
Why would you think that? That's the first thing you thought?
I didn't think that right away. But later on,
yeah.
Let's just say we didn't go with the 6 feet apart rule. We kind of got
after
closer.
I gave her a high five.
Once the
touch
hand.
This girl's no, hand, no, no, no. Frank's like, you know what? Hop on my lap.
This is your fault. I'm going to tell you, this is your fault. You know,
all right, go ahead.
Because I was going to go with the 6 feet apart rule, but what happened was, as we're hanging out outside, having a good time, getting to know each other, and honestly just having a stare down with each other, Billy walks outside and he goes, hey, I'm Billy, holds out his hand to shake, and she, of course, doesn't want to be rude, so shakes his hand. During a pandemic.
All right. That was my fault. But I wasn't thinking. You don't think of it. Like,
no,
that's human.
Normal.
It's normal. Yeah. I'm not trying, you know, that's what you do. It sucks that we can't be normal anymore. That's what's horrible
like,
about
imagine,
this whole quarantine.
Like, we were talking
it's
about.
It's like we're
it,
a bunch like, of robots now. We're all slaves.
I love thinking about, you know, pre-quarantine things and, like, how disgusting they seem now.
Like, we're like the resistance.
We are.
Right? The rest of the last few people who knew what humanity was before the quarantine.
Like, if they opened up the bowling alleys next week, would you go?
No. I couldn't say I would.
You wouldn't want to bowl and then put your hand in some finger food?
Or the yeah, Frank.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what
we went bowling.
Go ahead. I know you're I know
you
you're saying.
It.
I know you're gonna say
I gotta take a sip of my drink.
Ridiculous what we used to do.
Go bowling.
They're not washing these balls,
no,
people.
And everyone has their fingers in them.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, let's have some fries from the have some fries and
it's
pizza.
Like, ooh, finger foods.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh,
and then we put
sticks.
Them right back in.
Yep. And it's like, okay, I want the last one. Like, and I was sucking my fingers afterwards.
It's too true.
It's like, damn, that food's good. I mean, the food's good, but you're probably going home with, like, diabetes and also.
No. Every time the next day, I always felt like shit.
Gonorrhea. Yeah, the next day you have to take a vitamin C.
Next day you got to hold on to the brim of the toilet and just hold for dear life.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's been almost a year now with my girl, and I love her. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Saying that on the first episode.
First episode, true love.
True love. Sounds like one of those reality shows.
Well, how long you been with her now?
I told you, like almost a year.
Almost a year?
Yeah, almost. I think we met like in April or... I think we met in March, started dating in April. Yeah. So it's been cool. But, you know, we enjoy each other's time. It's a good time.
Well, that's good because, you know, tragedy, like, that brings people together.
Well, you know what happened, which is crazy? She was actually working in Disney and then got booted after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened to match. And then we just happened to, like, hit each other up and, like, get each other's, like, you know, real info, because you got to slide away from the Tinder, right? Like as fast
so,
as you can.
So the advice I gave you to dress up as Mickey Mouse on your Tinder worked out.
Yeah, yeah. I put the Mickey ears on and that. She swiped right when she saw that.
Oh my God.
What about you? Yeah, I know you.
Yeah. Well, my love story. Here we go.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I was in a deep depression, of course, coming out of that. Real.
Probably with everybody listening.
Yeah, everyone listening. Sorry, everyone. to laying things up. I don't know what to do. You know, there's nothing really to do when quarantine hits that hard.
Right.
And you're stuck inside. Of course, now we're working from home. Yeah. Well, most of us are. I know, you know, thank everyone else who's been working out there and endangering themselves for the greater good. But right now, it's just been real tough on everyone who's been, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. It's like the Twilight Zone. But once again, found my girl on Tinder. Her name's Lauren, you know. And, no, it's just been real nice. Just like a whole change of pace. It's just been real nice just getting that out there, you know.
It was funny because I told Billy, I was like, yo, literally just be yourself on Tinder. Like, just write what you like and you might match with someone who's exactly like you, and this girl's like literally exactly like him.
Yeah, literally. I don't think I could find actually someone better than who I found right now.
Yeah,
so that's kind of weird. It's really weird how that happened, like during like a time like this.
Exactly. You know? It's like during the worst. It's like that song. Did you want to sing it? Love in a Hopeless Place.
Love in a Hopeless. It's so true. You know what's been acting up? What? Let's talk about my surgery.
All right, yeah, yeah.
I'm literally talking in straight pain right now.
But yeah, so this is, we have to get kind of current.
Get this off my stomach.
Exactly. So about, what was it now, a week? Yeah, so.
It's been about a
almost
week now.
More than a week ago, Billy comes home. I'm hanging out with my boy Tom. Shout out Tom.
Shout out Tom.
And also shout out Mike for no reason. Clutch.
For no reason.
Because he's my boy, and I said I'd shout him out, so what's up?
What's up?
Also, yeah, I already shouted out everybody who hit us up. So shout out everybody who hit us up. You're the reason why we're making this episode right now, because we love you.
And we love you more and more.
And if it wasn't for you, we would just be on our couch playing video games.
Which we will be doing right after this pod.
That's right. So yeah, I'm hanging out with Tom, and we're having a good time. Brought over some, like, Jim Beam honey.
No, tell them about those cookies. What are those cookies called? Shout out those cookies.
Shout out Michelle for ringing those cookies.
Thank you, Michelle, for introducing to those luscious cookies.
Trader Joe's, you probably know where I'm going, got the, I think they're called
Cookie Dunkers.
Billion already. I didn't even have to
tell. I already looked
those
up.
So basically, they're like the vending machine cookies that are bomb mixed with, like, the stripes, like, Keebler's.
Keebler Elf.
With,
cookies.
Like, the chocolate on the back. Ooh. You dunk those in some like tea or coffee,
whatever you want,
or like milk, whatever you want. You can
dunk whatever you're into.
We're not gonna judge you. And those things will just melt in your mouth. Oh my God, you can have like 1,000 of them. But I gotta be honest, they're like really, really, really bad for you. But they're cookies, so
yeah, fuck,
no surprise there.
Delicious.
But yeah, so we're hanging out, we're having a good time, we're watching the show For Honor, which is like an amazing,
fantastic show.
Bryan Cranston killed it. If you like Breaking Bad, watch
Applause.
This show.
Oh my God,
it's on Showtime. You can probably get it if you have like the Hulu Showtime combo. Definitely check it out. It'll be like the craziest ride, episode one. It's nuts. It starts right off the bat. But he's amazing. He's amazing. I love him. I love like his stressful dad syndrome.
The vibe. And you know what I hate about him?
What?
He always has an annoying son. Every show he's in, he has an annoying son.
I think it's
name
like
one
rule.
Show he doesn't have an annoying son.
I can't.
Can't.
Doesn't exist.
Everyone's like, oh, Malcolm in the Middle. Yes.
Three annoying
You're
sons.
You're wrong.
They have three of them. Right? Literally was it three? Wrong.
He had three.
Or four.
Did he have? Oh, no, he had four. Yeah, wow. The oldest one.
Yeah,
oldest
he was older.
The one who was like fucking up everything.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, that sounds
I mean, he's good at it. You know, I think he's used to it by now. I wonder if real life, if he has sons or daughters. I'm not sure.
He definitely had something
to do such a good role. Put him in that mindset.
Yeah.
So basically, we're watching this. Billy's out. He's what'd you get? You got a haircut.
Got a haircut. I went to the chiropractor.
It was a good time. You know, he was doing some laundry, I think, at the parents' house. We have laundry here at the apartment, but it's kind of like in a different building.
Yeah, and it costs money, so we're cheap.
So we're gonna
so we're still hogging our parents.
We're gonna hog our parents' laundry machine until they move.
100%. Sorry about their mom and dad.
Yeah, they're moving to Florida. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. Luck.
You lucky. No,
lucky bastards.
I love it. You know, they were planning to move to Jersey, but.
No, good on them, though.
Good on them.
They're finally going to do something they really wanted to do for a long time.
They've been wanting to do it forever, and I'm glad that they're doing it because now I have a nice spot to go when I don't want to be in Jersey.
Exactly.
And it's cold.
And it gives me an excuse to leave Jersey.
That's right.
Got to visit mom and dad. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Got to go. I miss my parents.
Enjoy the beach. Sipping on those mojitos.
Sipping on those Miami Mays. Oh, so, yeah, man. We're watching. So Billy comes home, and he's like, oh, dude. She's like, my stomach's killing me.
It was murdering me. No, it literally felt like the worst stomach ache. No, not even. It just felt like I was dying. Like, like straight up just dying. My stomach was so bloated. It was like, I was like, why won't it just go away? I was like, this is what girls feel like when they get their period. I was like, I feel so bad for everybody. You know, I feel bad for the girls, you know, when they have their period. Like, yeah. I was saying all this stuff, and I'm like, that's really not going away. I was doing crunches on my floor. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You did it that day?
Yeah. I was doing some crunches. I didn't know that. I was like, maybe I'll burp it out, you know?
Oh, no, because you were like, oh, that cereal this morning. I can't have the milk.
Yeah, I thought it was the milk. I thought it was the pasta I had the day before. But right. It was none of that. Nothing was happening. So he was like,
Frank, I need a gas pill.
Yeah, I need a gas pill. Took a gas pill. Nothing. I mean, it helped a little, but not really.
And then you were like, you know what? I'll smoke.
Yeah, I'll smoke a little bit. Stomach. And I was like, maybe help my nerves. It helped for a while.
And to be honest, like, I got to be honest. Billy is the most dramatic person when it comes to everything. But
sorry, guys.
But he's... I know now for a fact that he's not dramatic when it comes to himself, because this man is never in pain and never complains. No,
when I complain about pain, I'm not joking. I don't complain. Like, I have a great pain tolerance.
His pain tolerance is like through the
ridiculous.
Roof.
Like, I healed up before the surgery in like 2 days. Like, nuts. I feel like Wolverine. It was nuts.
But
for the most part, like, we found out that at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking up.
He leaves.
I'm too much pain.
I hear him.
I told my brother, I was like, I'm going to mom and dad's.
Were you throwing up in the bathroom?
I didn't throw up. No.
You were trying to?
No, I was trying to poop.
Oh.
I was like, maybe it's the gas. Yeah. You know, maybe it's gas, but it wasn't going away. So I went to my parents' house.
I'm like sleeping. He's like, 3 a.m. He's like, I gotta get out of here. He's like, I gotta go.
That's literally how it felt. It feels terrible.
So tell me what happened when you left. Like, you left the house because I was in my third REM sleep.
So I'm going over to the parents' house. I'm going, you know, at a decent speed, but I'm in pain. Right. I'm in so much pain, and I'm like, oh my god, what are they possibly gonna do for me? Because I thought my mom might have something, you know, that I can take, but who knows what they suggested. So I was like, hey mom, you know, I'm still in so much pain. I don't know where it'd be from. She says, Bill, where you're pointing at is your appendix.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, Mom, do you think, you know, it could be anything bad? She says, you could have appendicitis, Bill. I don't know. So I'm freaking out. I was like, you know what? Let's just go to the doctor. We have to go to the hospital. Yeah, we have to call because I'm in too much pain and I can't go to sleep and we can't risk anything. So we rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
They said they had available space. So like, I don't know how. It was Sunday, 3 a.m.
It's always a Sunday, guys.
We always a Sunday.
For some reason, my family always gets sick on Sundays.
Sundays, it's a curse.
The Lord's Day.
Makes no sense. But, yeah, I went to the hospital. You know, they checked me in. I got right in. You know, they hooked me up to an IV and everything. And then they did some tests. Bing, bang, boom. I have appendicitis. It's the worst.
By the way.
I was like, and then they had to say, it's time for surgery. I'm like, wait, what? Time for surgery? I'm time to go home. I don't want to do this. I was not ready for that surgery.
I remember my mom calling me. It's like, yeah, a doctor who is there did an appendicectomy that morning. Thank God he was there.
Oh, my God.
Who the hell's doing that on a Sunday?
Who the hell's doing appendicitis surgery on a Sunday and to be there to do it in time? That's crazy.
You're a blessed man, I'll be honest.
Very lucky.
And you know what it is? You also have the best insurance in the world.
Shout out my insurance company.
If you get shot, like if he was to get shot and like his leg got chopped off, they would just give him a new leg, I think, the day of. That's how good his insurance.
100%.
It's so funny. Like, he's got to stand up a little bit.
Oh, we're getting up.
It's all right. You can do it. You got to do it.
It's the fair stretches you get for a surgical, you know.
You know what it is?
Procedure like that.
He's been having these you know, these spasms, you know, sitting down's not the best, but what are you gonna do, man? Post surgery, it's hard. And you know, it wasn't you're right? Are you trying to take the mic out?
Yeah, take the mic out.
You gotta hold on, I'll do it for you. I got it.
Now it's easier to
talk. Now I can stand and talk.
Say bang.
There you go, no problem. We're all ready to go. But yeah, so that was an experience. You never thought that was going to happen.
I never thought in a million years that shit would happen. But it happens. I heard 1 out of 50 people, will get it.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny?
Or 1 in 500. Whatever the statistic is, it's still like you have a chance of getting it. And you have no idea when it's going to hit. It just sucks.
That's what sucks. There's no like your body isn't that, there's not like a reading. Like, it's not going to tell you, like, oh, you're going to have appendicitis one day, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just look out for that.
Yeah, brace the fucking the deck when you hit it, because it's going to hit hard.
I don't think the appendix even does anything.
It does nothing for you. People don't even know what it used to do. People are taking guesses on what it does.
Exactly.
They don't even know what it is.
I think it was actually for pretty much letting raw meat digest in your body more than it did.
You think?
I think that's what they said.
I mean, that would make sense if that was the case. But,
exactly.
But we're just guessing here.
Are you going to miss it, though?
My appendix? No. Yeah, actually, the doctor gave it to me in a jar.
Really?
Yeah. Was he says, big? Do you want to keep it and jiggle it around? I was like,
Right after the surgery, didn't want it. No, I wouldn't take
it. Didn't want it.
I would take it.
People were pissed that I didn't take it. Why would I want it?
Where would you keep it?
Where would I keep it?
Probably in your room.
You know what I would do it? I would look at it for a day. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. And I throw it in the trash.
I think you would just have it just to show people that you had it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's disgusting. No good. But man, I'm glad you make it out. I couldn't believe. I thought you were just bullshitting. Now we're overreacting, but you're actually hurting.
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain.
But it just goes to show you that don't mess around with your body, man. If your body's telling you that you're fucked up,
if your body telling you you're in pain, listen to it.
Go get it checked out.
Exactly.
So I heard Texas opened up their 100%
whole state.
They were like, listen, fuck the mask.
Like, we're the rules that took over the rules. Well, we're unruling those rules.
I feel like it's like little Nicky.
Yeah.
And then they came back from hell and they jumped into the body of that guy. And they were
and
like,
the guy's like, release the gates.
Open the gates.
Open the gates.
I read that some of the places, actually, like the stores, are still requiring people to wear masks.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
I mean, it makes sense.
See reasons why. Because Corbin's not gone.
It's like, duh. Obvious. I don't know. Like, if you're going to open a state, like, if maybe the vaccine, like, hit everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if all of Texas got it, they would be like, well, might as well open up because it makes
sense. Exactly. But did everyone get the vaccine? No, of course they didn't. So, what the fuck? I don't mind. I mean, it's like, it's a test.
Right.
Let's see what happens, Texas.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them. Because if nothing bad happens, we know for a fact we can do it for the rest of the states. And fuck, I'm ready.
I mean, I've seen videos of, you know, people in Florida just going shopping, nothing on, no mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they've been doing that for a while. So I guess Texas is like, just like, it's like weed. Like, everybody was smoking weed, but now Jersey's like, it's legal.
It's legal. And then everyone stopped.
Yeah. Florida is like,
everyone's like, you know what? It's not cool anymore.
No, just, I don't want to smoke anymore. It's no more weed. Fun. Yeah, but Texas is definitely going to be the guinea pig. They're going to be like, well, but how do you feel? Like, would you? What if Jersey said, you know what, no more masks? Would you still wear them?
That's a hard thing to. Well, I haven't gotten it, you know.
Right.
But I feel like everyone got it in March, you know?
Yeah. Right?
Don't you feel like everyone got sick in March? I did.
I feel like there's a lot of people who say that, though, and then they're like, you know, I got it.
And then they get it. And then, like, and they're like, dumbass.
Yes, I didn't fucking have it.
That's what happens. Everyone who's saying, oh, I never got it before, and then they get risky, and then bang, they
got
COVID.
I heard the antibodies only last so long.
Two shots that they're giving out right now?
No. I mean, like, if you had it, like, I heard the antibodies last for, like, 3 months or something.
What?
Like, it wouldn't be forever. Like, you could still get it again in the future.
In 3 months.
Apparently.
It's like a time bomb, you're saying.
It's a countdown. It's a slow countdown. Block. It's like, you have 3 months of fun.
Then you're dead.
And then you're going to get fucked. No, literally. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like if the governor of Jersey was like, listen, no masks,
mm-hmm.
it's still there, but you'll be all right. I don't know.
I don't think I could do it. I think I'd still wear the mask, right?
Right.
Until people who aren't wearing masks aren't getting sick anymore, right?
Right.
And I'm like, fuck it.
So let's
taking
say
taking it off.
Let's
but
say
when will I know? That's what's screwing with everyone's
mind. You would know
now.
2 weeks from the day.
It'd be 2 weeks.
So if they were like, listen, no masks, uh-huh. all the bars are open gotcha. This summer.
Uh-huh.
Like, would you go? Like bar A, like packed as
ooh, no, not bar A. But yeah.
Not bar
A. Bar,
a bar,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to a bar.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
would you be scared? I feel like
I'm ready to go right now to a bar.
I know.
It's so sad.
Like, I mean, there are bars.
I'm ready to just risk it all at this point, Frank. We've just been trapped in this. Like, everyone's like, it's only a year. Yeah, well, it's been a whole freaking year of our lives.
It's about to be another one.
It's like wasting away a whole year, right?
Just it is. It's just like we're trapped inside like prisoners, like little rats.
Little rats.
But at the same time, I feel like it could have been a lot worse. Like, we lost over 500,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been over millions.
Yeah. I know.
But, you know, there's always going to be, like, the conspiracies and, you know, everybody was like, it's fake.
Like, where's the bodies?
Yeah. Show me the bodies.
Show me the bodies.
Like, this one woman
terrible
was like.
Terrible people.
This woman was like, oh, COVID. It's like, it's just like the flu. I was like.
Yeah, okay.
You believe in the flu?
Yeah, and then she questions her whole life.
Oh my God, dude. She would be like, what?
What?
Got a conspiracy.
What's my name?
Who am I? But no, I think, yeah.
Life's a paradox.
I think it's too soon to do that. But at the same time, like, I guess, like, people have been doing it already. So, good for you, you know. Go have a good time. Go in Texas. If you're in Texas.
Texas, you know, good luck. Buckle up.
You're like you're case number one for the test.
Or district one, where it all happened.
Yep. So, what you got going on this weekend, Bill? Anything planned?
Yeah. Me and my buddies are all getting together. We're going to have a big house party.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. One of my coworkers was like, dude, I got COVID over the weekend because I missed the meeting that we were supposed to have. So I was like, oh.
Were you supposed to go to the building with everyone there?
No. Oh, like, okay. We have Zoom. Yeah, Zoom, it's like a Zoom, but it's like a different app. And they're like, he's like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, I've been killing. He's like, I'm dying, bro. He's like, your symptoms on and off. I was like, but I've had COVID.
The symptoms are on and off.
I was like, how did you get it? I was like, you have COVID. He's like, yeah, I went skiing. He's like, I was in the house. I think I got it from one of the guys in the house.
We cuddled.
I was like, what happened?
A warm fireplace.
I was like, who's in the house? I was like, where'd you go skiing? He's like, oh, it was like 15 of us.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that's what happens. Everyone gets too cozy. They have a whole day of fun. Like, oh, we're snowboarding. We're skateboarding. Yeah. Let's all go. And then we get in a room together. And then now we're all cooling off.
I was like, were you guys all breathing like all around snug as the same a bug? Air. Yeah, everybody's in one spot. COVID. Like, maybe if you're outside to be more safe. But if you're all going to be in one spot, like all like drinking and hanging out, you're probably screwed. But he was like, it's so weird because like some people have it. Yeah. Some people don't have it. I was like, I don't know how this virus works. I was like, does it choose the host? Maybe some people's immune system can be like, I don't want it.
Exactly. And that's what's going on now. Everyone's like, fuck it. You know, it's been long enough. And then there's people who are like still freaking out about it. And then it's like the middle people like us, like, well, what's going to happen
next?
What's that juicy thing that's going to happen next?
I'm not going to go out and try it, but I know. It's just like, I hope it's not. I hope this vaccine that we have is going to take care of it. I hope they don't have to keep developing more and more. Maybe it'll be a cure. I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, hopefully the cure comes quick because I'm ready to do something right now.
Would you honestly be uncomfortable if you were in like a outdoor bar environment? Like, would you feel like, oh my God, this is like so weird?
Yeah, of course we're thinking it's weird because the entire time everyone's saying you're going to die with this fucking virus.
Right.
And now we're ripping that whole conspiracy in our heads, out of our heads. Like, we now have that whole, like, you can get sick in any moment, like, panic.
Right.
Everyone has that in their heads now. Like, it's you like, can get sick, panic,
like,
die.
Like, that's, like, you can't see the virus.
You can't see the virus. It's so when tiny. Is the virus going to happen to you? Like, it's just terrible. But that's the kind of thing we have to, like, ease off of. I feel like we have to ease the brakes. Yeah. I was like, people die, you know, but we have to ease off the brakes. Like, people are trying to get, you know, like, this virus out of here.
Right.
Do we even know if it was man-made or?
It's never going to be discussed. It's never going to be discussed. Like, it'll be discussed. It'll never be proven. But
yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? It could have been like an experiment gone wrong. They could be like, oh shit, it could have been like, you know, Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah,
like Chemical X.
Yep,
that's what happened.
That's exactly.
Except
what
Powerpuff
someone dropped
Girls,
it on the fucking Earth.
A bloody virus. Maybe it came from space. Who knows?
Who knows? Could be an alien virus.
Could be.
That's probably why they're bringing them to aliens so much now.
I think that's why they released the files. We have to tell them who fucking did it.
Who fucking did it?
Because then we can't explain. That's why they haven't explained it yet. Because they know who did
it. And we're having different types of symptoms. Like, I heard not all the symptoms are the same.
Yeah, you know, some people are feeling fine and some people are turning into avocados. Like, I've heard multiple things. But yeah,
that's what happens.
I don't know. I can't see it being any longer, but at the same time, I just don't want it to be any longer. Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to go out.
People just want it how it used to be. Go out, see people, and have no fear.
It used to be phone, wallet, keys, mm-hmm. and now it's phone, wallet, keys, mask.
Yep.
And I had the mask on me at all times. I never thought I'd be like, oh, shit, I don't have my mask on me. Did you ever think that would be a thing?
I thought that would never be a thing.
You know what's so funny, though?
Only in Halloween would I think that. You know what I'm saying?
Forgot my mask.
It's
dude, I'm not going to win the contest now. Fuck.
Yeah, no. I'm like, who's going to know? It looks like I'm not a ghost now. I'm just a wizard.
Right. Yeah. But I was like, I remember being in middle school? Yeah, being in middle school.
Yeah.
Eighth grade history with, what's his name, Mr. C. And he was like, you know, he's like, back in 1918 when the Spanish flu came, he's like, a bunch of people, there was millions of people, but I think it was like you were able to get it and like you were dead the next day. That's how like bad the virus was.
Oh my God, yeah.
But it was like people didn't know that.
They were sick?
No, that they had to put the mask over their nose as well. And I was like, and I was like, thank God we know that now. And I was like, nobody's.
No one's doing it though. Like literally. What are they calling that, South Park?
What? I didn't see
you never watched that episode? Chin diapers.
The chin diapers. I don't get it, because I was like, maybe back then they were just like, I don't want to fucking put this thing over my nose. Can't breathe.
Can't breathe. Yeah, like, oh, but you have to protect the stuff that, like, you're breathing in. You can snort it in. You can do it all
it
types of stuff.
It can go through your eyes. It can go through your mouth.
Literally.
It can go through the nose. Nothing's helping you, man.
Nothing's protecting you.
I mean, if it was really legit, I guess they would have us wearing face goggles, too.
They just made us wearing hazmat suits. That's what they're going to make us wear.
That's going to be, like, the end game, I think.
That's the end game. But it's going to be cool, like, hazmat suits. Like, we're going to have, like, cool new like gear.
I hope so. I hope we get to pick your color. We'll look like Among Us.
Oh my god, that would be great.
Put us on the ship. That'd be our next Halloween costume.
I think that's why they're, you know, throwing all those space games out at us right now.
They want to get us ready for being in space. Literally. We're going to Mars, people.
We are going to Mars.
I think that's the next step. But I can't believe that we finally were able to whip out this podcast equipment.
I know, it's been too long. I'm really excited for what's to come. What is to come, Frank?
You know, I really this is gonna go. I feel like when we first started this series, mm-hmm. it was what guys think. This whole series was to be like letting people know the guy's brain and like what we think about certain situations.
Exactly. But at this point, it would turn into a whole situation where what girls think and what we perceived is as wrong, I believe.
Right. It was like girls asking guys questions, us being like this, that, and that. But exactly. I feel like it just became popular on having guests on the show.
Yes. Multiple guests.
And
who can shout their Instagram.
Who can shout out the gram so we can get the clout. To be honest, we were just clout chasing. But we were up and coming. But I feel like what people enjoyed the most was us and just our personality. And us.
Yeah, and how cozy it felt. Like, you could be in part of the room.
Like, you were
the
there.
People tap your table, you know what I'm saying?
You were like, I heard people were like, I feel like I'm back home with my friends.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like I'm on the couch hanging out with them when we were just bullshitting. Mm-hmm. And that's really how all this started. We were on the couch, and we were like, just making each other laugh. Like,
yeah, we
dying,
just make
just talking
die
about
laughing.
Anything.
Yeah.
And we were like,
we silly topics. Dude.
Like, what
it
if we
record?
We would, you know, it's funny.
We could talk about hamburgers for 5 minutes.
We could talk about Hamburger Helper and like how
how
we used to eat it back in the day, and then that shit would be like a fucking.
And then you got bad. Your mom beat you with your spoon.
What do you think, mom?
Kick your ass.
Yeah, and then I don't know. It's funny because I do have recordings on my phone of like our conversations, just so I can have that nostalgia like playback in my head for when I get bored and I want to hear my friends' voices and how we had good times.
Yeah, because the memories that.
That's what it's all about.
It's the little things.
You know, so I really want to get this podcast back in place where it's our view on certain topics that maybe, you know, maybe the opposite gender wouldn't know or wouldn't get to know. Like, maybe they're like, I wonder what a guy would think about this.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what we all started on. We're like, yeah.
I feel like we should have been more talking about, like, what we really thought,
right.
You know? And then let the audience just, like,
just
let
listen.
Us have it.
Just listen.
Just let us have it.
If like, you're listening like, to the show, why would you even tune in?
Positive,
if you're not curious?
Positive, you know, feedback, negative feedback, we don't care.
And I feel like at the same time, what we were trying to do is just give people advice.
Exactly. But I feel like we were trying to cater to the audience.
We were
too
definitely.
Many, too much
but
catering.
You, but they liked it.
They
and
liked
that's,
it, too.
And that's
we,
what we
no,
liked.
You, of course you should cater to your audience. So am I thinking? But I'm just saying, like, I feel like we were trying to get the audience to come on our show
and
promote everyone.
We're just like, please come on the show.
Come on the show. We need you.
It would be funny because they would be like, Frank, why would they say, why are they saying this stuff on your show? I'd be like, honestly, we just turn the mics on.
We literally don't tell them to say anything.
No.
We say a question and we let them go.
Yep. And that was basically, it just snowballed into something mm-hmm. insane. And I think the popularity it got off of having certain guests and having certain topics just mm-hmm. got views.
Yeah.
And we just saw it rising each week and getting more and more, and like depending on the guest, the more views we would have, because people would be like, oh, I wonder what they're gonna say. So it was just like we were so interested in that when we lost focus on what we made this podcast for, and that was for what guys think.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we want to do for season two, you know, a better understanding of what guys think during anything.
During literally anything. It doesn't, it could be like taking a shit, watching a show.
Like, I have an example. Like,
what do we do in the shower?
I'm going to give it a good example because I was making Billy laugh at this the other day.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're a guy or a girl and your partner is just hanging out and you're like, why are they, you know, they're not paying attention to me. Like, when I'm talking to them, I'm really not focusing.
Yeah. Why are they spacing out on
why
me
are they
when I'm talking?
Out? And you know what's going on? You know what's happening? They're listening to the Scooby-Doo theme song. That's what's fucking going
That's
on.
That's exactly what's going on.
We're
hearing our next new song that just came out. We can't get out of our heads.
You know what it is?
We're thinking about, oh, man, you know what am I getting to have for lunch?
Oh
I can't
God.
Figure it out. It's just the stupidest things we think of. Like, That's really what's on our mind.
I love, like, they'll be thinking, like, oh, man, they don't like me.
They don't like me. They don't want to listen to me.
They don't care about me. They don't want to talk.
Wrong.
You know what's going on in my head? I got this Scooby-Doo cult song in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if I can learn the dance later.
Yeah, now he's thinking about it. Yeah, now that he's doing the dance, he's showing me while I'm at work. He's like, Bill, is this what it looks like? I'm like, get away from me.
Sorry, yeah, I distract Billy at all times. Sorry. It's so funny because Billy works in, like, this office space in our apartment that's, like, near the kitchen.
Right next to the kitchen.
And he has to go on, like, FaceTimes. So I'll be coming I'll be coming out of the shower. I'll just be like, oh, gotta go get a water. Mm-hmm. Like, butt naked. And I got boxers on, but I'm literally, like, butt naked. And he's like, Frank. He's like, I'm on a call.
Yeah, I'm on a call. This guy's walking past me in his bing bongs.
But I was like, don't you have an outfit? Like, an outfit. Don't you have, like, I should have an
don't
outfit.
Don't you have clothes? Don't you have a shirt?
I was like, Billy, don't you have a background, like, where you can just, like, hide me?
Yes, I could put a background on.
No, tell me what you said to me. Like, the blurry background.
Oh no! I don't remember.
He was like, "Yeah, it's a blurry background, but they still see a half naked, blurry guy."
Yeah, I see this. You see a half naked, blurry blob in the background. I was like, "I don't want that."
It was so funny. Shout out Vinny, one of my friends, who actually lives in the complex we're at. He said he was on a Zoom call.
Yeah,
Vinny,
if you're listening, how you doing, bud? Haven't heard from you.
Yeah, Vin.
You need my shovel?
Yeah, you need our shovel.
You need our shovel.
I give this man the shovel. He takes the trash out. We have a nice combo because the snow keeps coming because winter is a thing. So he said he was on Zoom one time. He's like, yeah, he's like, I'm with a bunch of people, like, same pay salary as me. He's like, and I put, like, the background that they give you, like, the green screen of, like, a nice ass, like, sky rise apartment.
Oh my God.
And some girl told, she asked him, she's like, oh my God, is that your place? He's yeah, like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I live here with the same salary you have. He's like,
what is he? Is he hustling in the background?
Yeah. Jesus. He's like, you know, I've been counting cards since I was 17.
Yeah. Just been poker. It's just poker.
It's just poker.
Commission.
I've been doing, like, the, what's it called? Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets.
No, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like we can make this.
No, I feel like we can really just bring into perspective, like, what we all want to do. Just, like, bullshit.
Right. Right.
Literally, just bring it back to the bullshit.
I just want to talk. Like Billy said. Billy's like, I just want to talk to people in the grocery line.
Yeah. I literally go up to someone and I'll be like, yo, dude, this weather, God, oh my God, sucks,
can you
right?
Believe it?
And the guy, we're literally, and they're excited. Everyone's excited.
Everyone's like, oh my God, a person.
Oh my God, human.
Human contact?
Human, I don't know. Like,
literally, duh. I'm surprised everyone knows how to speak still.
Oh my God. Yeah, because everyone's like, oh my God, I sound like cuddly.
It's so great.
Oh my God. It's just, we need speakable masks now.
You know what I love with
everyone
the mask
needs a
now?
Speakable mask.
Yeah. It's like, you know when you're driving and you get to your destination, you're like, oh, fuck, like, what? Like, we're pulling up. You like lower the music. Mm-hmm. It's like when people, like, show up and they're like, you can't hear them. They take off the mask. What the fuck is taking off the mask going to do
I don't
for you?
Understand
but you
that
have
either.
To do it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't hear them. Hold on, let me take off my mask.
And you got to take I mean, like, for the most part.
You know what the funniest thing is? I went to the bank today to deposit a check.
Yeah.
And my bank password is, like, my face ID. It's like a code, but, like, the face ID on my phone is, like, connected to it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, I don't want to be a dick. So I, like, put my face down. I'm like, pull my mask. And I'm like, oh. And then it says, like, face accepted. The first time it was like, nah. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I pulled it down. I was able to see. It was like, all right, you're connected. I was like, all right, good.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
I do that with my phone.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to, well, what do you mean just for
like when I'm outside, I'm like, why isn't it scanning my face?
Yeah, they're going to make, I'm telling you, the next iPhone's going to have eye scanner just because masks aren't going to do it enough.
It's terrible.
It's going to have like an iris
first
scanner.
World problems. Can't scan my face.
Yeah, right? Like, mom, my phone can't
mom,
open my mask.
Mom, we can't have dinner tonight. No, mom, I can't scan my face to open my phone.
God forbid you go like a night without food, right? But you can't open your phone with
can't
a mask
phone
on.
With a mask on. What we're going through, right? Tough times.
Tough times in the COVID life.
Tough times.
I feel like we're gonna be laughing soon. Yeah. I like how
we're laughing at ourselves, like the people who are all fighting against it, right?
Right.
And then like when it's just all over, like, wow, I was a real dumbass.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that.
I saw the funniest thing. Mm. It was this guy who was wearing. This is like off the mask subject, but he was wearing a shirt. It said, "Fuck Joe Biden and fuck Camila."
Yeah.
And it said like Joe's with the hoe.
Joe with the hoe.
And the guy was like interviewing, but he was like trolling him. He was oh my God. He was like, oh yeah. He's like, you want to have sex with them?
Oh my God.
And he was like, no. He's like, I meant like fuck, like, and he was like, you mean, so why? And he was like, no, I like screw. And he's like,
no, he's like, screw.
Yeah. He's like, you know, that guy is going to go home being like, oh, fuck, I can't wear this
I
shirt.
I can't wear this shirt anymore because now everyone thinks I want to fuck Joe Biden.
Dude, that's like the best thing. Like, not just like rather than you saying like, oh, that shirt's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, or like, oh, I love that shirt. Like, just to fuck with them.
Oh, dude. Just to fuck with anyone in general.
Anybody.
Anyone. It's like the best.
Oh my God, dude. Just like, because then I'll just plant that seed in their mind. They're like, oh, I can't wear this fucking shirt.
Yeah. Or they'll just wear it and they'll be like, all right, well, hopefully the next guy does the same. And then someone else will say it.
They're still going to be thinking about it. Oh
my God, he'll still be thinking in the background. Nah, nobody else. Someone else says it, then his day, then the day is
up. He's like, that's it. He's like, no, he would probably be like, two more times.
Two more times, I'm taking it off.
It's going in the trash.
Oh man!
But yeah, this whole.
But that's what we're gonna be going into. We're gonna be doing like little stupid talk show hosts like that.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like that's where we're gonna be going to.
What?
Instead of, huh?
Stupid talk show hosts.
Like stupid. No, like yeah, you're a dumbass.
What are you talking about? Like us?
No, but like, what guys think?
Oh, what guys think? Yeah, gonna be like talk show hosts.
Yeah, like the talk shows.
Okay, yeah, I like it. I feel like the next time we have a guest on, it should be someone interesting. Like I want to learn something.
Yeah, because we're doing it to everybody.
Like I would love to have fucking.
I would love to have another like third body here.
You think we can get Jackie Chan in here?
I think it'll be. I think it's doable. It's quarantine.
I know he's old, but I would love to see him chop this fucking desk in half.
I wouldn't mind it.
But then we wouldn't have a place to hold.
No, I'd be like Jackie. He'd be like, "Yes, Billy. Yes." I'd be like, "I'm like, you have to chop this table in half." He'd be like,
"I don't know if I can do it, Billy."
He's like, "This is your table."
Such a nice guy, though.
Bang! Smacks the shit out of it.
The whole table.
I wouldn't mind it.
You know, like we would have to get a new one. You know what's cool? Like we got this. It was so funny. We got this table for such a good price. Some guy was selling on Facebook, but if it had to go, would Jackie Chan break his hand through it? I get another one.
You know, we have to record it too, obviously.
Yep.
Because everything, if it wasn't recorded, what didn't happen?
Didn't happen. You know what? Can we get Gary in here real quick? Gary.
Gary. He's in my room. Okay. I told him to go in there because he was.
I want to see what he's
dancing again. Gary.
Gary, are you still dancing?
Yeah.
Can you come in here real quick?
Gary, come on.
Just hop on the mic real quick. I just want to ask something.
Hello.
Hey. Listen. Would you ever want to be a guest on the show?
You know what? I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
You know, I do a few like. You know, things here and there, but, you know.
You got any like, tricks? You got any, like, I know you can dance, but you got any special talents or anything?
Yes. I have a bunch of candy. Right. That'll cater to some wrong audience. I love to eat candy.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll see me outside sometimes, you know, near Party City in a white van.
Right.
But don't take the wrong
candy.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, don't take the wrong idea.
Oh,
it's just me, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Another white man.
Gary, I don't know if this is going to work, but we'll see. You know, we'll see if we can pencil you in.
Okay.
But it's nice to have you here, though.
Of course.
But you enjoy the night, buddy. I think.
All right. Have a good night, everyone. Right, Dibbity doodles.
All right, Gary.
I'm not a rapist. Gary, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gary got a little dark, I think, in quarantine.
He did at the end there.
Yeah.
He needs some sun. I think he needs to get out.
Yeah, I think it's...
I think we need to wrap this up because your stomach's going to blow.
Oh, my God. I think my penis is going to explode. But, yeah, good night, guys.
But listen.
good night.
Good night. Yeah, Billy's going right to bed after this one.
Oh, man.
He's like a nice little Advil. He's like some.
It's like a little man's talking inside my stomach. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
When they did the surgery, a little Smurf hopped in it.
I say that, like they put a little, like, little medical guy in there that dissolves. He just keeps helping you out until he's gone.
He says, well, it's almost my time. Then he comes out your butt when you're done.
Yeah.
Nice little fart.
Fantastic. All right, bud.
But I appreciate y'all for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Stay tuned for the next one. We will see you next time. See you later.
Dibbity doodles.
Dibbity doodles, right, Gary?
Perfect.